It's been a year since public school officials in Lansing, Michigan, cut their arts, music, and phys ed teachers from elementary schools. Officials said the cuts were tough but necessary because of dwindling enrollment, decreased state funding, and an income tax base hit hard by the recession. But the cuts garnered significant pushback from national arts groups who said children would be missing out on a well-rounded education. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Michigan Radio's Kate Wells visited Lansing classrooms where teachers and students are getting used to the new normal.
So I'm here at Willow Elementary. It's in a rougher neighborhood of Lansing. And when I came into the school and I said, hey, teachers, kids, principal, I'm here to talk about the arts education changes, every single one of them was fast to tell me how much they love art class. In Sharon Wilson's class, one second grader named Jody is coloring, something he says used to be tough for him.
My used to be really sloppy.
Really sloppy.
Yeah, out of the lines. And then one day, my paper was really, really nice.
Jody is a pretty self-aware kid. He knows he's had trouble at school in the past, and he says that when he's doing art, he feels like he has a better grip on his temper.
I get mad too much, and then I just don't fit, baby fit.
What do you feel when you're doing art?
Confidence and concentrating and having fun.
The rest of the kids also know that this year is different. Now they are doing all of their art, music, and PE with a regular classroom teacher instead of with specialists. And on top of this, the district also cut elementary school teachers' planning periods. Yet the teachers say they're coping.
No breaks has been harder. At the end of the day, you're a little bit more tired, but it's also funner. And so it kind of balances it out.
This is Deb Fredericks. She teaches third grade. And like the other classroom teachers that I talked to, she absolutely believes that her kids are not at a disadvantage this year when it comes to arts education. She says she's not doing this on her own. She gets help from the other teachers. They've all got binders that specialists wrote out for them that have lessons for the entire year when it comes to art or music. And a few of those specialists are actually now consultants for the district. That means that they come in a few times a year. They model a lesson in art or music for the regular classroom teachers. And Fredericks is doing her own supplementing, too. She's learning a few guitar chords that she teaches the kids. She's even watching YouTube videos to learn how to draw, all because she says her kids are not going to miss out.
Oh, yeah, I use red, blue, and yellow.
And what do we call those colors? Ambria, help them. What do we call those colors?
We call it
primary colors.
So I asked three of the classroom teachers at Willow, what would you say to another district if it was considering making the same cuts, getting rid of specialists in arts, music, and PE? And they basically said the same thing. You know what? Learn to accept it. Learn to adapt. Again, Deb Fredericks.
You know, it is what it is, and money issues are an issue not just for school districts, but for everyone right now. And we just need to make sure we do what's best for the kids.
We asked Lansing superintendent for an interview or comment about whether the changes are best for the kids. She declined. In general, though, district officials say that cutting specialists was tough but necessary. The district's enrollment is dwindling, state funding is down, and a lot of Lansing kids come from low-income families. On top of all of that, they point out that some of those arts and music specialists didn't have special training just in those subjects. But others say that the cuts are directly hurting the kids.
General classroom teachers can integrate music and art within their studies, but there are things missing.
This is Deborah Makula. She runs the Arts Council of Greater Lansing. And she says arts teachers' entire focus and expertise is about getting kids to have rich experiences with art, not just squeezing it in before lunch. Which is why she says Lansing now has a lousy reputation among arts groups around the country. Her staff heard that firsthand when they were at last year's Americans for the Arts convention. It's a national gathering for arts advocates. And she says Lansing came up more than once as a what not to do example. But at this year's conference, Makula wants to start changing that.
We want to say we're from Lansing. We're proud of it. And we really want to find a model that's going to work for the future.
What that model looks like, Makula says they still don't know. but she believes it will involve more private funding to put more arts in the classroom and after school. And she says it's now on the community's shoulders, not just the school districts, to get elementary kids a richer, fuller arts experience. For Here and Now, I'm Kate Wells.